From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In California, today is the day. Citizens are at the polls deciding whether Democratic Governor Gray Davis gets to keep his job. Voters are using everything from modern electronic voting machines to the old and infamous punch card ballots. After voting up or down on whether to recall the governor, they're choosing from 135 replacement candidates. Many voters are facing long lines while poll workers are reporting unusually high turnout. From Los Angeles, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Poll supervisor Mary Garrity opened the doors of the Salvation Army in Torrance, south of Los Angeles, this morning at 3 minutes before 7 o'clock. She was already facing a line of 20 people.
Come on in. Welcome. Your name, please?
The polling supervisor said she hadn't seen such a long line this early in years. Neither had voter Joanne Smith. She said she's just used to walking right in.
This is nice to see, to be honest. It finally is like got people riled up enough that it's time to make a change.
Smith, a full-time volunteer at an animal rescue center, says she's voting for Arnold Schwarzenegger. She says she's not concerned about recent allegations of sexual misconduct by the Republican frontrunner. She's just mad at Governor Davis.
I don't think he's competent. I think he's made a lot of very bad decisions. I'm tired of being taxed to death. You know, you can only take so much out of everybody's paychecks.
But in the San Francisco Bay Area, anti-recall sentiments ran strong. A steady stream of voters moved through the senior center in the city of Richmond. Ruth Hilton, a graphic designer in her early 40s, says the recall has been terrible for the state.
I think it's a waste of our money. And the candidates who the Republicans have are absolutely scary to me. It's important that we get out here and make a difference instead of just complaining about the outcome of things and not voting.
Hilton said she didn't have any problems searching through the list of 135 candidates, and she's used to filling in the optical scanning sheets, similar to taking a college admissions test. But in six California counties, including Los Angeles, voters are still using punch card ballots, made infamous in the 2000 presidential election.
Are you A through L on the alphabet or M through the X?
Among the many unusual voting venues in Los Angeles is this garage in the Pico Rivera section of East L.A. Here voters weren't concerned over the punch card ballot as much as trying to find the right polling place.
Ford Avenue, viene siendo la calle enseguida de Passons.
Ah, para allá.
Reina Caraves was quickly directed to another station in her predominantly Latino neighborhood. Polling places throughout the state were consolidated for the special recall election. One station in Hollywood didn't open as planned, and voters were diverted to a nearby site. Election officials say results may not be immediately available, depending on the number of provisional and absentee ballots that need to be counted. Poll workers like Bobby Works are urging voters to check their ballots carefully so no hand counts will be needed.
Make sure there's no hanging chad on the back. Put it back in the gray envelope. You can go into any booth and then bring it back to Bill.
Catherine Griffith, a writer and actress, said she repeatedly punched the ballot card to make sure her choices were clear.
I lived in New York many years, and we had the machines, and it feels so much better than these chad things. I can't believe that it's still outdated. Nope. I made sure I was punch, so didn't leave any hanging.
By late afternoon, the line at the A&B auto dealer in Inglewood was still out the showroom door. Poll supervisor Jerry Richardson, sitting at a table between four brand-new Harley-Davidson motorcycles, says it's been this way all day. He says everything has been going smoothly, but a few voters have been confused by the long ballot.
We've been having a lot of errors being done because they're not reading. They're just flipping and then punch, flip and punch, and it's not that kind of election.
She says she's been supervising polls for more than 20 years in this African-American neighborhood and has never seen a turnout like this.
I wish it was like this all the time. People come out to vote when they need to vote.
Richardson says usually only 100 people vote here. So far, there's been more than 500. And she says that's even without the usual after-work crush that's just beginning to come in. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.